We have a passing to note this week. Polaroid announced that it is ending production of Polaroid instant film. Polaroid first introduced the instant film cameras in 1948. They were the first instant photos, a kind of post-war precursor to the digital camera. A lot of people grew up with the small, everyday mystery of waiting for the slick, slightly fragrant Polaroid photo to gradually come into focus before our eyes. But by the end of this year, Polaroid will stop making the film to focus on more high-tech ventures like portable digital camera printers. Bern Nobel is an instructor and supervisor at the Photo Lab of the International Center for Photography in New York. He joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. Nobel.
You're very welcome.
I've had the impression that in recent years the Polaroid has kind of come into its own artistically.
It had, and that started quite early in the Polaroid's history. Edwin Land, the founder of the Polaroid Corporation, enlisted Ansel Adams to use the film and to help with its development.
What do they like about it?
Maybe for artists, one of the characteristics of Polaroid is that it's one of a kind. It's not reproducible as a black and white negative is. And for that reason, maybe it holds a little bit more enchantment for an artist.
How did Polaroids change photography?
As a tool, it allowed professional photographers to proof their work before they shot conventional film. It also gave photographers a lot of confidence, or elevated their confidence level in allowing them to proof and experiment.
I have to ask about this, too. Friday morning, I was sitting on a sofa looking at some family photos, and there were a couple of Polaroids. And when I was growing up in an apartment in Chicago, we had a very red sofa. Mm-hmm. And this was in the Polaroids. Now, we also have a red sofa. It's not nearly as red as it is in the Polaroid. Those colors mm-hmm. are wonderful.
It is, and Polaroid print has its own feel. It has its own characteristics and color balance and the way it represents colors. It's, in some cases, slightly soft look.
Sounds like you'll miss it.
Absolutely. There's been a tremendous lament. Even for people who haven't shot a single Polaroid photograph for a long time, felt a visceral response to this.
Because
it was so much part of the culture.
Yeah. I remember growing up with my father shaking out the Polaroid print as it took about a minute to develop.
Actually, that's a funny thing. It's event when the SX-70 film came out in the late 70s, which was a milestone for Polaroid.
Oh, because it was so quick, right?
It was very quick. Yeah. You didn't have to shake the film to dry it, but invariably everybody, including myself, would still shake it because it was so, ingrained.
Bern Nobel, who is an instructor and supervisor of the Photo Lab at the International Center for Photography in New York. Mr. Nobel, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
What did you think we'd play coming out of that story?